If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Okay, Reg, are you ready to go? Good, so am I. Let's do a little podcast fun. What do you say? All right, I'll give you the three S's. I'll give you the countdown. You hit the record, and we got a podcast. Put it in the book. 488. Are you ready, my friend? Very good. Star, smile strong. 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's Elton Jim Toronto, and this is Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNRadio.com or wherever you go to find your favorite podcast. We are there. And don't forget, while it's important to listen to the podcast, it's just as important to get out there and tell your friends about it. So get out there. Anyone that you know who listens to a podcast, family, friends, tell them your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and it should be theirs too. Your loyalty and devotion are much appreciated. Of course, if you like what you hear, you can always go to WGNRadio.com, go to the podcast section, hit the prompt for this podcast, and there you will have a plethora of podcasts for you to ponder. they're not all there. We've been doing this for 10 years. You know, there's only so much a server can hold, but there's a good number there, so just keep loading more and scrolling down, loading more and scrolling down. Probably take you back at least 2 or 3 years. We are getting close to episode number 500 because this is episode 488. So, here we are. When this podcast officially posts, we're at the very end of September, moving into October. We are now officially into the fall or autumn season, as I've spoken on this podcast a few times. There are two ways to determine when the seasons change. There's the meteorological way, and then there's the, I don't even know what you would call it, the geological way, the equinox way, put it that way. Meteorologically, the seasons change on the first of the next, every fourth month, right? So, for instance, the summer started in June, July, August, 3 months. September 1st, meteorologically, is autumn. If you go by the sun with the whole equinox thing, then it's usually the 20th or 21st of every month. But I know that meteorologists use the first. I know that Tom Skilling always talked about meteorological. It's cleaner to me that way, right? It's just easier. Every 3 months, the next month on the first is the next season. Simple. Not what day is it? Is it what time is it? I mean, I know there's some people that get very specific. Oh, it's not till 6:10 when autumn officially begins on the 21st, whatever. But anyway, so regardless, we are past both the meteorological date of September 1st, and we are past the I don't even know what you would call that, the equinox date. We'll just put it that way. Of the 21st, we're in fall. We are autumnal right now, as I speak. We are autumnal. That'd be good for a t-shirt. That's my idea. That's my idea for you. That's free for you. That's gratis. That's free. We are autumn. We are autumnal. Now I'm gonna probably see that in a Michael's store one of these days. But no, so yeah, we are autumnal. It doesn't really matter. We're not on any kind of cusps anymore. We're autumn. And as I've spoken on this podcast in the past, you should know by now. And I actually get a lot of Facebook posts from people, so obviously I've talked about it enough over 10 years, I think so. You should know by now, if you are a regular listener or a fan of this podcast, and if you aren't, then what the heck are you doing here? There's a lot of other podcasts you can listen to. No, I'm just joking. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Long timers as well as first timers, thank you very much. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. If you're not too careful, you just might learn something. And so I love what? Long time podcast listeners will know when I talk autumn and I say I love blank, let's play match game. I love, it's autumn time now. We are autumn. It's autumnal. We are autumnal. And when it comes to autumn, you know what I love. Jim, Elton Jim, when if it's autumn, here's the question. Okay. Here's the question, stars. If it's autumn, Elton Jim says, I love blank. You ready, Brett? Charles? Richard? Fanny? Okay, we're ready. All right, podcast listener, here is the question. If it is autumn, Elton Jim says, I love blank. Okay, if you know me, if you've been listening to this podcast, you should be able to get to the answer to that question. Did you get it? Of course. Pumpkin spice. Right, of course. I love me some pumpkin spice in the autumn. But I have to tell you, and I spoke about this, I don't know if it was just last year or not, and now I'm finding myself in a pump, if this has a title for it, I have to call it, I am currently, there are many crises, right? There was the Bay of Pigs crisis, there was the energy crisis. There's always crises in our world, right? There's always the crisis in here, the crisis in Ukraine. There's a lot of crises, if you will. So why not have one of my own? Even if it doesn't totally match on the magnitude of a war or a worldwide energy shortage or something like that. Hey, in my world, it shakes things up, okay? I have to say, excuse me, I think that I have a pumpkin spice crisis. I know, it sounds crazy. It's quite amazing, but true, but it's true. I have a pumpkin spice problem here, a crisis, if you will. I take credit for this. I was on the pumpkin spice bandwagon, and I was a pumpkin spice advocate, a pumpkin spice ambassador, if you will, for a long time. Over the last maybe 5-10 years, we've seen more products with pumpkin spice in them. It's become the autumnal trend. In fact, this year I was shocked to see that in mid-August in the grocery stores, I was finding pumpkin spice products, which really shocked me. Usually it's into September because they usually hang around through October and then they still hang around a little toward, you know, Thanksgiving. That's still considered autumn in many ways. You still feel that autumn-ish. It's really then right after that we get you know, jump-started into the Christmas season, although that's really even not the case anymore. As I've said, sadly, Thanksgiving has become a speed bump holiday on our way toward Christmas, getting earlier and earlier each year. I mean, you know, now Hallmark introduces their Christmas ornaments in July. But still, for the most part, even though, as I said, things are moving much quicker than they used to, you still consider Thanksgiving an autumnal, if you will, you know, holiday. It still falls into the both meteorological, as I told you, as well as the equinox kind of thing there. Still falls within fall, if you will. It still falls within fall. Nice, nice, nice turn of a phrase there, Jim. So, in theory, the pumpkin spice flavorings and products that have become so ubiquitous these days should still be hanging around for the Thanksgiving holiday. Certainly a Thanksgiving meal staple, at the very least, would be pumpkin pie. So, yeah, I would say that pumpkin spice things should be hanging around till Thanksgiving. Certainly, you know, pumpkin pie is a staple. It should be. And that's where I really got my hunkering, if you will, for pumpkin spice. I love pumpkin pie. I've always loved pumpkin pie. And I would take the pumpkin pie every year. And you know, it's only made around this time, obviously, for the most part. And I would oftentimes put it in ice cream, which now, of course, you see all the over the place. Dairy Queen does a blizzard with pumpkin pie in it. Well, I'm taking credit for that. I've been doing that for at least 20 years. So my obsession, my autumnal obsession with pumpkin spice really started out of my initial love for pumpkin pie. And then all of a sudden, and I was making makeshift pumpkin spice things. Like I said, I was putting it in my ice cream. I would put it a little in some vanilla yogurt sometime. Oh, that's really good if you never tasted it. I would take, you know, then all of a sudden my wife, I would say, well, could you make pumpkin cookies? And suddenly she was making pumpkin cookies. And so, and then all of a sudden I was seeing this happen. Now, like I said, I'm not saying that I started the trend. That would be ridiculous. But I can say that I have literally been a fan of pumpkin spice products for a long time. Another really good one that really got me on the into it was several years ago, the locally here in Illinois and then now in several states, fast food restaurant called, or casual dining, I don't know what they call it anymore, Portillo's used to have a heck of a pumpkin shake. I don't know why they don't have it anymore, but man, they had a really good pumpkin shake. And I got to tell you, good old Culver's, home of the Butterburger, they make a very good pumpkin shake or a pumpkin concrete mixer. Mm-hmm. But the pumpkin shake, doggies. So I have been obviously very excited over the last several years because every year there are more and more pumpkin products. And so I have tried them all. I go online in August and in September and look it up. What are the new products for 2025? Some are always the same. Some are new. Some things that I thought were fairly good aren't made anymore. So who knows? But I got to tell you, and I think I may have spoken about this last year or a couple years ago. I really need a pumpkin taste. I don't want it in name only. And I even tell my wife if she makes a pumpkin bread or pumpkin whatever. Whatever the recipe calls for, quintuple it. Okay? I mean 5 times. 10 times. Something happens to the pumpkin spice. The spice is there, but the pumpkin part, something happens in the baking process. Now, obviously, in a pumpkin pie, that's all you have. You have that filling. But in these other kind of products where they're adding the pumpkin spice, I don't know. I'm not getting the pumpkin. I'm getting the spice, but I'm not getting the pumpkin. And I got to tell you why I'm in a pumpkin spice crisis. I've complained about this in the past, but now I'm seeing another trend. First, I was excited about the initial trend of more pumpkin spice types of products. Donuts, pumpkin bread, cream cheese, obviously cookies, yogurts, creamers, eggnogs. I've seen pumpkin spice eggnog. So I've seen, and obviously, places like Starbucks and that, they've certainly jumped on the bandwagon. They have their pumpkin lattes, and you see a lot of pumpkin spiced, warm drinks, especially for the fall. So it's a variety of things. Donut holes, Oreos, you name it. They're out there. Different kind of, granola bars, a lot of places have jumped onto the pumpkin spice trend. But I got to tell you, having it on the label isn't enough. You got to deliver with the actual product. And that's where I think a lot of these are falling short. And I got to tell you, I would consider myself something of an expert because I do try them at least once. And I have been increasingly, year after year, disappointed. There hasn't been one thing where I go, oh. Like I said, I do like the pumpkin shake at Culver's. I really like the pumpkin shake at Portillo's. But I'm not getting my pumpkin fix. At least not like I used to. Or maybe it never was as strong as I thought it was, because when it was new, my taste buds weren't used to all this pumpkin spice exposure. And now maybe they're getting a little used to it. And so they're like, well, bring on the pumpkin spice. But yeah, I need real pumpkin flavor. Not so maybe much the spice. I need the pumpkin flavor. The spice usually is there, but something's going on in the baking process or whatever process is when it comes to the pumpkin side. Don't forget the pumpkin in the pumpkin spice, folks, okay? So I'm finding myself in a crisis here because now this is not the first year or even the second year. This is several years in a row now where I've looked forward to the pumpkin spice season. For instance, Edie's used to make a pumpkin ice cream. They don't do it anymore. Why not? Now, that was good. There's not a lot of brands that have pumpkin. There are a few out there, and they're okay. But the Edie's pumpkin ice cream was really good. So either some companies stop making things, or the ones who are making them are, in my view, they're not really delivering the true advertising of pumpkin spice. I've just seen for the first time, I think maybe, I've never seen them, maybe they've been around for a while, pumpkin Twinkies and pumpkin Hostess Cupcakes. I haven't tried those yet. Those look tempting, I hope. So here's my crisis. What do I, do I really decide to move away from my autumnal favorite, pumpkin spice? I mean, this is why I'm in a crisis. I'm really thinking twice now. I've been on a mission every fall to find standbys that I've liked or new products that have the pumpkin spice. And I got to tell you, the new ones aren't blowing me away, and some of the old ones have either gone away, or even those now seem to be kind of, if you pardon the pun, kind of half-baked. I'm not feeling the real effort. I'm feeling the, oh, by the way, we got to do something pumpkin because, it's the fall and everybody's into pumpkin. So put out some generic pumpkin thing. We don't need to spend too much time on it. Let's just put some of the spices in. Don't even worry about the pumpkin aspect. We'll label it as pumpkin spice. Everybody will see it on the label. They'll buy it because it's autumn and everybody's sort of into pumpkin. And if it's not that great, it doesn't matter. It's only for a short time anyway. We're not making a lot of this stuff. And people just get into the mood because it's the autumn and they see the word pumpkin spice. And so they might, hey, if they just buy one of our things one time and they've never bought it before, we got a new customer. So that's the way we look at it. Okay, see? So that's the way I'm feeling, that a lot of the pumpkin spice products in general, whether they're new or long-time ones, I think that now those companies that at one time were trying to either start the trend or jump on the trend early on have now become bored with the trend. And now to them, it's not some exciting new thing that they can't wait to do. It's now run-of-the-mill. And you know how that gets. After a while, whatever was new is old, right? So that's, I think, sadly, I think that's what's happening to the pumpkin spice phenomenon. Because it truly was a phenomenon 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. And now it feels like it's obligatory. Like it's, okay. You know, and don't get me wrong. They still advertise it. Like I said, I see the signs for Starbucks for their pumpkin lattes. It's like, it's back. The season is here. You know, they're trying to create the demand, and they're trying to, play into, hey, one of the great old favorites, it's that time of year again. So they're trying to promote it, but I'm just not seeing the effort in the actual product. There's no question that they're going to promote the stuff, but you got to live up to the hype. Hype is one thing. Hype gets me excited. Hype grows my anticipation. Excellent. Very good. I'm all for hype. I used to work in the hype business. Okay? I was in PR. I know about that. I have no problems with hype. But you have to deliver on the hype. Because if you don't, you lost me forever. There's nothing wrong with hype. As long as you deliver the goods. There's a lot of things that have been highly hyped, if you will. And many of them go by the wayside because they don't live up to it. And then when you make a big deal about it and it falls short, wow, it falls like a boulder. But there's nothing more exciting when something is really hyped. And not only does it meet that hype, but if you can, it even exceeds it. Wow, then you've got a fan for life. And so while the pumpkin spice phenomenon may have started 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, maybe even 10 years ago, there was a lot of excitement. There was a lot of experiment. There was a lot of pumpkin spice products from retailers or from manufacturers or product brands that you would never expect. Everybody wanted to jump in. And then they either didn't really deliver on the expectation that they created with their new pumpkin spice product, and it didn't sell. And so all of a sudden they go, gone. You know, they always put this limited edition thing on there, so they always have an out. You know, it's a limited edition, exclusive edition, things like that. And I'm just seeing, first of all, I am seeing a lot of the products that I used to get every year are harder to find. Or they don't make them anymore. But I said the real crisis here that I'm having is I'm still hyped up and I'm still excited about the new pumpkin spice flavors. And I still like a good pumpkin spice flavor, but it's becoming more difficult to find something that truly lives up to its hype. And then the other side of the coin is that disappointment that I have in buying several pumpkin products and then finding them falling short is A, not only am I disappointed from a taste bud standpoint, but I'm like, you know, all these limited edition pumpkin spice things, they come with a higher price tag. And I'm like, you know, I'm getting tired of spending all this money for these pumpkin spiced flavors that I'm all excited about, and then I'm not enjoying them. And so here's my crisis. Not only, it's both financial. I'm getting tired now of buying all these pumpkin spice things and in many cases, not even eating them because I don't like them. You know, I'll take the extra calories if I like something, but I'm not going to eat a box of or even a bag of cookies if I don't like them. And they aren't cheap. They're always, you know, elevated prices because it's a limited edition. So I'm going to pump. I've reached now a point. I've been letting this go for a few years now. I've been a little disappointed every year for several years, and I've just kind of been okay. Well, you know, I've been applying the old Chicago sports adage. Well, maybe next year. Wait until next year. Okay, maybe this year wasn't a great pumpkin spice product year, but wait till next year. Well, you know what? As my patience with Chicago sports has run out, so is my patience now running out for my beloved pumpkin spice. It's hard for me to even say that. It really is. So I'm in a pumpkin spice crisis here, because here's the thing. I don't know how much you notice any of this stuff, but I do. As I said, I was as trained as a journalist. I'm always inquisitive and I'm always observing. So, in the midst of the pumpkin spice phenomenon that I think is at least a decade old, if not more, I've also seen a quieter companion piece that also is autumnal, if you will, but hasn't had the same kind of hype as the pumpkin spice. But I'm beginning to see it offered as well in certain products. Doesn't have the same marquee value as yet of the pumpkin spice, but I'm seeing it on the same shelves, on the same tables at a grocery store, whatever it may be. This, not everywhere, but enough for me to say, what's that? That flavor seems to be around a little more than it used to be. And I do pride myself on being on the cutting edge of a lot of things, at least I used to be. And so here's my dilemma. Now, I think, you know, once again, if you've listened to this podcast with any regularity, you know that I also, one of my favorite flavors is apple cinnamon. In my mind, man, I'll tell you, apple cinnamon, that's like Abbott and Costello. I mean, that's a true great, that's a dynamic duo. That's Batman and Robin, okay? Apple cinnamon. I used to go for pumpkin spice as well. But I'm not talking about apple cinnamon. That new flavor, and it's not new, but I'm just seeing it a little more than I used to around the autumn time. That lends me to believe that maybe even the manufacturers are noticing that there may have been a pumpkin spice glut, that people might be going through now a pumpkin spice fatigue. And if that's the case, then these food manufacturers especially, they've got to find something to fill that autumnal craving or whatever it is, that autumnal superstar. Pumpkin spice has been the autumnal superstar for several years now. I'm just wondering that after all the hype and all the time, if the pumpkin spice is becoming yesterday's news. Not only to the manufacturers, who, as I said before, I don't think are really putting 100% of their effort into their pumpkin spice products, because I ain't tasting the pumpkin. But I'm also wondering if, after a decade or more, is the public becoming a little tired? Not anti-spice, not anti-pumpkin spice. I don't think it can totally be anti-pumpkin spice, but maybe just not as excited as they used to be. Maybe there's a little pumpkin spice fatigue going on. And maybe the manufacturers of a lot of these different foods that have pumpkin spice in them, maybe they've noticed the same thing. Hey, they've got way more, precise ways to measure in terms of sales. What's moving and what's not? What's a winner and what's not? Any new product is always a question. Even if it seems like a slam dunk, there's always a question, especially in today's world, because you have to remember, the world of criticism for anything was much smaller 20 years ago, certainly 30 years ago. I would really say that social media probably began its biggest influence, its real, real strong influence in maybe, say, 2010. But at the same time, I think it really took hold, for better or worse, in 2015, and probably because of Donald Trump entering the presidential race. Suddenly, people took to social media to either praise or pan him. And now it's been 10 years, and it's become a huge force. But my point is, social media is here and it ain't going away. And now the world is a critic. Theoretically, everybody in the world now can make and can have an opinion on anything 24 hours a day, right? So before, for instance, let's say 35 years ago, in the early 90s, some pumpkin spice, new pumpkin spice products came out of the market. Well, then for the most part, you might see a food columnist write about it. There might be a story about it in USA Today. Your local newspaper might have a story about it. The TV station might have a story about it. Some magazines, recipe magazines, food magazines, women's magazines, they might have some stories and recipes about some new pumpkin product. But it was a smaller universe, and not everybody saw that. But now, any new product is up for literal global scrutiny, and it's almost instantaneous. So as before, there were always food critics. There are always retail reporters for food and things like that, new retail products. But the universe wasn't that big. It was finite. But now, perfect example, I don't know how much you've been listening or paying attention, but McDonald's made a big splash several months ago with return of their chicken tenders and then their snack wrap, which is basically a chicken tender in a tortilla, which is really one of the more perfect drive-through items, regardless of whether it's McDonald's or not. It's the any kind of a snack wrap is a perfect drive-through food. Hamburger is not easy to eat in a car. When you're driving, there's no question about that. For instance, one of my favorite things, a McDonald's filet of fish, isn't that difficult, but they put so much tartar sauce on it, it drips off the sides. Same thing with a McChicken. The shredded lettuce gets all over the car. Now, you're saying, Jim, wow, it sounds like you really eat a lot in your car, don't you? Well, on occasion, I am known to go to a drive-thru, and have that occasional, boy, I have a taste for a McChicken. But then I don't, because it's too sloppy to eat in the car. So is the filet of fish. You can't, don't even try a Big Mac. Don't even try a biscuit, like a breakfast biscuit. The better the biscuit, the more crumbly it is, right? So you, it's impossible to eat a good breakfast sandwich biscuit in the car. It'll get all over the place. The muffin is better. The muffin is more solid. So just here's a free tip for you folks. You know, the breakfast sandwich market is a huge, huge market now. But I have to tell you, if you're going to bring it home, get whatever you want. But if you're going to just grab something quick as a snack on your way somewhere, you're going to eat it in the car. I got to tell you, if you're going to go for something on a muffin or on a biscuit, even though I prefer the biscuit, I won't get it if I'm not bringing it home, because it becomes a mess and there's crumbs in my pants, in the seats, on the floor, in between, you know where that area is, between the seat and the you know where your gears thing is. Oh, how many crumbs are in there? So that's why the snack wrap is really a great mobile snack, if you will. But my point is, McDonald's brought this back after several years. For whatever reason, they discontinued it. Not really sure why. But here's the thing. It came back with a different recipe in that the breading on the McCrispy snack, tender, both in the snack wrap or individual, was different than the original one that came out several years ago that everybody was clamoring for. There was a definite change in the recipe. It's still tasty, but it's not as crispy and overtly covered in the batter. And you know, when you want a nice chicken tender, you certainly want to taste the chicken, but you like that crunch of the breading too. I mean, that's, you know, the breading is a big part of it. So anyway, McDonald's puts out this thing. They say, "Hey, our chicken tenders and the McSnack wrap are back." And everybody's going crazy on anticipation. As I said, hype, hype, hype. And then they come out, and then not 100% like, "Whoa, thank you, Ronald." There's more than a few people complaining about the change in the recipe and the change in the taste. And so, boom, there are no guarantees. And I would see this online every day, you know, and don't even know who's testing it. As I said before, there used to be some dependable outlets that you would go to for your critique of something. Now, anybody with a cell phone is a food critic. And if you go on social media, that's not even an exaggeration anymore. All you see now are people driving around and going into restaurants, ordering something, and reviewing it. And hello, I'm Jim. Hello, I'm Tammy. It's become, I mean, who do you now believe? And believe me, I've actually been tempted by some of these people when I see this, like, "Oh, that looks like a nice place." And I go there and I've been completely ripped off and completely disappointed. And now I'm suspicious of that. Were these people paid by somebody to do this? Probably. You don't do this for snicks. So, but my point is, every new product is under intense scrutiny now, instant and intense. Before, it would be delayed because something was in the print media. It took a little while. And if there was a criticism, it came from one or two or three sources. Now it's instantaneous and it's global. So it's really incumbent on a lot of these companies to make sure that if they are putting something new out, that it lives up to the hype. And so if the pumpkin spice hype either seems to have lost interest with the public or even with the manufacturers going blah, 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 oh, just put out some, you know, half-baked pumpkin product and we'll, you know, hype it and the people will buy it. Well, if that's the case, then you're going to lose your audience. But you need something to fill that void of that pumpkin, you know, your revenue stream. You were making all this money on the pumpkin thing. You got to make some money. You got to fill the void with something else. And what I've been noticing very subtly, very quietly, kind of a extended soft launch, if you will, on those same shelves, on those same tables at the grocery store where they might have some special products for the season, I'm beginning to see more of a new spiced product. Not as much hype, but still there. As I said before, I love apple cinnamon. So why wouldn't I love apple cider? Now, I have to tell you, I'm also a big cider guy. I love cider, the alcoholic cider that are so big. I've been drinking the apple ciders for at least 15 years. I used to really love Strongbow. I don't know if they can still, I haven't bought them in a while. But I've always enjoyed a good cider. Strongbow was my favorite of all the ones. I know there's Angry Orchard. There's a ton. Once again, that was another thing. About 10 years ago, whoa, there was all everybody had. Every alcohol company made some kind of hard cider. Apple hard cider, then they got different flavors. Cider. And then they flooded the market and people got tired of it and were gone. Now I'm seeing it come back again because it's been about 10 years. I'm starting to see ciders more on, you know, in the cases at local grocery stores or liquor stores. And I'm also starting to see them on menus. I really like cider. I like it. Now, I'm starting to see apple cider loaves, apple cider donuts. I'm starting to see apple cider, apple cider, apple cider. Now, up to this point, before I felt like I was in pumpkin spice crisis mode, I would say, well, I really like apple cider. But if I have to choose between the pumpkin spice and the apple cider, well, my gosh, it's no decision. I got to go for my pumpkin spice, right? Well, that's the old Elton Jim. The new Elton Jim now is a little more open-minded. And now, when having gone through all of these pumpkin products over the last several years and not being blown away as I used to be or hoped to be, I'm starting to take another look at the apple cider. And if I'm going to spend my autumnal dollars on some autumnal treat, while as before there was no question, it's apple cider. I mean, it's pumpkin spice. But now, I have to be honest with you. That apple cider is beginning to tempt me. Now, I have to admit that I've had the apple cider product in the past. It's not like this would be a new thing that I haven't tried before. I've tried it. And I liked it, but the pumpkin spice thing just always got me more. There's a farm where you can buy pumpkins and things like that. Now, I'm sure a lot of places have these, so I'm not saying that this is the only place to go, but that's the only place that I've ever gone where I've seen them. But there might be some other places that all have these, for all I know. It's not like I'm scavenging the whole state here. But there's a place called Gobert's in the northwest suburbs, the far northwest suburbs, that is a place to go and buy pumpkins and have these those autumnal experiences with the kids. And they have a, you know, petting zoo and rides and hay rides and pick your pumpkins in the patch and the whole thing, you know. And for many years, for decades at least, they have apple orchards as well there, and they make their own apple cider donuts. And OMG, if you will, are they good? Now, I have not gotten those in many years because I'm on this pumpkin spice kick in the autumn. But I do remember going to Gebert's on a regular basis every year when we still get pumpkins. We still carve pumpkins. And, oh, you got to get the apple cider donuts. And they are really good there. But I'm sure that a lot of pumpkin patches all around in the state of Illinois especially, if they have apple orchards, I bet you they have apple cider donuts. My point is, I know that the apple cider donut or the apple cider flavoring is not new. It's just that, in my view, it always took second place to the pumpkin spice. But now that the pumpkin spice ain't doing it for me on a regular basis, I'm looking for an alternative, and I'm looking at the apple cider spice and the apple cider-based products as perhaps a worthy alternative, or perhaps even a worthy priority over pumpkin spice. I know. I can't believe that I'm even saying this. But I got to tell you, I just recently had a pumpkin spice product. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to put them down. But it's a limited edition. Says it right on the box. Pumpkin spice, limited edition. I'd seen it in past years, but I never got it. And I said, okay, I've passed this up many a time. And now that I'm losing, I'm getting disappointed on a regular basis now with my pumpkin spice products. Well, let me give this one a try. It's been around for a long time, and I haven't tried it. So let me try this one. I'll just tell you that it's a cereal. I'm not going to tell you what brand. So I buy the pumpkin spice brand of cereal that I have seen many times on the shelves, but also have passed up for whatever reason. But now, as a last-ditch desperate attempt to quench my pumpkin spice hunger, I bought it. And I'm going, okay, here we go. Now, let's see about this one. In fact, this product may have put me into my pumpkin spice crisis, because I'm like, oh, so this doesn't even have the pumpkin taste I'm looking for? And lo and behold, it didn't. And so I'm looking around and I'm going, you know, am I just becoming a dupe here? Are these companies duping me? In my view, they're putting out subpar pumpkin spice products once a year. They've got that tempting pumpkin spice, little logo, whether it's a pumpkin with, you know, corn next to, you know, they try to tempt you visually. Or just with those words, those two words together, pumpkin and spice. Whew. It should be, on paper, it's a great combination. I'm getting the spice, I ain't getting the pumpkin. When I've tasted the apple cider donuts, at the very least, I'm getting the apple cider. I'm getting it. I'm tasting it. So now the big question is, because, you know, they've had all these pumpkin spice products, as I said, on the market. Some of them came out in mid-August. So I've been kind of slowly buying one at a time, you know, every grocery store visit. Let me just try this one. Let me try that one. Well, here we are now at the end of September. I mean, now it's autumn. We're in autumn. So if I want some autumnal foods, I got like 2 months to go for my autumnal foods. So I'm really in a dilemma and a crisis here now. I've got 2 more months to feast on my pumpkin. But if the pumpkin ain't doing it for me, do I give it one more chance? One more year? There's still a few products out there that I haven't tried yet. Or do I make the jump? Do I have it in me that if a pumpkin spice product and an apple cider product are sitting next to one another on a shelf, on a table, in a grocery freezer, wherever it may be, do I have the power, the ability, the wherewithal to possibly choose of the two? If I only want to buy one, do I really have the willpower to bypass my old pal, my old stalwart, my favorite gal, my first crush, my pumpkin spice? Do I really have the guts and the ability to turn my back on pumpkin spice and find a new favorite? My apple cider? I don't even know if I could do that. That's why I'm in a crisis. As I said, this is autumn now. So, you know, the weather's going to get a little cooler. The leaves are going to be falling. You know, you want some autumnal feelings of the season, right? Well, for the last several years, if not more, my autumnal pal has been pumpkin spice. But now I'm really thinking that I'm going to go for apple cider. But I say that, but I don't even know if I can. In theory, I'm going to go for it. Or at least I think I'm going to go for it. Or, you know, the fact I'm even at this point of thinking about it is a huge shift. 3 years ago, 5 years ago, they would have said, well, what do you like better, apple cider or pumpkin spice? Oh, pumpkin spice. Oh, man, I like apple cider, don't get me wrong. But, oh, pumpkin spice. Oh. But here I am in 2025. Pumpkin spice has betrayed me. Pumpkin spice hasn't delivered on the hype. I don't know if apple cider can be my number one guy. That's a Batman movie reference by Jack Palance, if you didn't get it. You are my number one guy. Remember that? Great role by Jack Palance. But, yeah, so pumpkin spice used to be my number one guy. But now, how long can I be disappointed? How many years, how long do I take this constant disappointment until I say, enough's enough? I put my foot down. I get some guts and I say, you know what, pumpkin spice? You've betrayed me for the last time. And so I see somebody else here that looks a little more appetizing. Apple cider. Just talking about it like this, I don't know if I have the guts to do it. But the fact that I'm thinking about it makes me believe that the next time I go to the grocery store, if my two favorite gals are sitting next to one another, my old familiar and old former flame, pumpkin spice, or that different, tantalizing, mysterious apple cider. Which way will I go? I'll let you know. And so ends another episode of Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNradio.com or wherever you go to find your favorite podcast. We are there. And don't forget, it's important to listen, but we also want you to get out there and tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone who listens to a podcast that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and it should be theirs too. Your loyalty and devotion are much appreciated. Hope you enjoyed episode number 488. I'm Jim Toronto. I ain't here on business. I'm only here for fun. You've been listening to Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, from the end of my mind to your ears. And you are my number one, a guy.